With a blast of steam, Han was lowered into the chamber. Soon the platform raised again, revealing an ominous monolith where the man had stood. Han Solo's grimacing face pressed out from within the cold block of carbonite. Boba Fett left with the carbon-frozen Han Solo. As Lando left with the princess and Chewbacca, he carefully sent a secret signal to his loyal assistant, Lobot. Soon the party were surrounded by Lando's own men, and Princess Leia and Chewbacca were free. Only when Lando explained that Han might still be rescued did they agree to trust him again. Lando then issued a command for all residents to abandon the Cloud City, and as R2-D2 joined the group, Lando led his new friends to the Millennium Falcon and escape. Luke walked through empty corridors glowing with orange light. Finally, on a distant platform, he spied Darth Vader. The young Jedi approached the Dark Lord, and the two figures drew their weapons. Luke proved his skill in a furious battle, yet Darth Vader's terrible power proved too great. As Luke struggled, Vader sent a storm of objects flying through the room. The terrible wind pulled Luke into a cavernous ventilation shaft, leaving the young Jedi dangling from a precipice. Once more, Darth Vader found Luke and attacked, his lightsaber brutally removing Luke's hand and sending the boy's weapon plummeting downward. "You are beaten," the Dark Lord said. "Join me, and I will complete your training. We will bring order to the galaxy. Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father."
"He showed me enough. He told me you killed him."
"No, I am your father."
"That's not true. That's impossible."
"Join me, and we will rule the galaxy as father and son."
"No!" "No!"
My brother likes son. But instead, Luke slipped off the platform and plunged downward. A current of air carried Luke through an exhaust port and sent him crashing into a bracket dangling below the city. Desperate, Luke closed his eyes.
"Leia!